your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
And good morning, everybody. How are you today? Rusty's got the headphones cranked up so loud I can barely hear myself think.
Bluegrass.
Yes, everybody loves bluegrass, but I don't need it reverberating through my head as though I am just singing aloud. All right, and we have four guests today, which is always a challenge because I can't see everybody, and we all know how easily distracted I am. All right, so let's test all the microphones. Let's see, we're going to go my left to right. Garrett, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm well. That's a good start. Ren?
Good morning.
Greg?
Hey, how you doing?
Ooh, super, superstar. And Rose?
Hi, Rick.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for coming in on a beautiful, although somewhat humid, it was humid at the dog park this morning. Thanks to all of you for coming in. I appreciate that. We also have Jen with us today. Jen can shout. She probably won't be heard. Little training for a potential new producer with Sean McCord. Jen being overwhelmed by everything that's going on in here, I think. But we appreciate her arriving for the hour. That's right. A little clap.
Let's give it to her.
For Jen. Because just taking the opportunity to find out that the WNRN folks are somewhat nuts. We'll see if she comes back and stays through the hour, but hopefully so. Kristen has gone away to college. Now we need someone else so that Sean doesn't go nuts by having to be here every Sunday. All right, so our program today, we're going to be talking about mental health and mental health support as a topic whole, but with a lot of focus on Our Own, which is a local organization. And Rose Farber is the executive director of On Our Own here in Charlottesville. So, Rose, we will get into that, but as a specific organization, and let's do that soon. But tell me, we talk about mental health and mental health support. What type of mental health problems are we going to be discussing for the hour? Because I think as a group, as a community, as an everyday person, there's a lot of stuff out there, right? And I was driving around with a friend of mine today, and the question was, oh, all the crazy people in my family. And we weren't even talking about the program for today. So can you tell me what sort of mental health problems we're going to be discussing?
Sure. Our organization is a peer-run center, which means everyone that works there or comes there is in some type of recovery from mental illness. We work with individuals who acknowledge having significant problems in their lives due to that mental illness. It could be depression, bipolar, schizophrenic, anxiety disorder, panic attacks, addiction, trauma, just a wide variety of issues. And again, we look for anyone that struggles emotionally or mentally, has challenges in their lives due to those struggles.
That's a long list of is illness the proper word?
Yes.
That's a long list of illnesses that fall into the mental health problem category.
And that's actually a very short list.
Is it
true? One of the things that's quite wonderful about On Our Own, we are non-professional, so we're considered a traditional, non-traditional mental health center. We don't diagnose people or worry about what someone's diagnosis is. We just open up our arms and our hearts and our caring and our center to people that need someone to lean on. And we don't care where you're at. We just start wherever you're at, and it's up to you where you go, not us. So we don't have to be afraid in our environment of diagnoses.
11:05 here in the wake-up call. Thanks to Rose Farber, the executive director of On Our Own here in Charlottesville, for getting us started as to what type of mental health problems we'll be discussing. And we have Ren and Greg and Garrett here with us today. And quickly, how are the three of you involved with On Our Own? Ladies first.
Okay, my name is Ren, and I've been with On Our Own since early last winter. I went through a big crisis the summer before and ended up in a state hospital. And I was homeless at the time, and when I got out of the hospital, I suffered from depression. I was very depressed and didn't really know what to do, and I'd remembered hearing about On Our Own in the past, and so I decided to muster up the strength to go and check it out. And it was very a very welcoming environment. And since then, I've gone through the mentoring program, and I now volunteer there a few times a week, generally doing mentoring and working on different projects, fundraising projects. Mentoring projects and whatnot at the center.
And we're going to get back into how, I guess, On Our Own provides mentoring for others with mental health concerns. Right. Garrett, how about yourself?
Well, I had come to On Our Own, I'd say, in about, 2009. And when I came to On Our Own, I had just finished, I had just come out of a legal situation that had to be, that I was still kind of on probation for and stuff. But today that doesn't matter because I've gotten past that. But when I came there, I kind of like dived in with both feet, hands and everything, being a bit of a tech geek. There was a place for me right away, I helped build the website right off the bat, and we all got kind of going. And I took the mentorship program, which was very important with me in helping build skills that help me help others, and that's what was more important to me. So at this point now, 2 years later, I'm still a mentor. I still help it On Our Own. I still volunteer, and I'm still that go-to guy. So. That's how that worked out for me.
And again, while that comes up, what is the address for the website?
The address for the website is www.onourowncville.org.
So On Our Own, which is the name of the organization
On
Our Own
Seaville.org.
Thanks. I used the web address, the website for a lot of my work and prep. A lot of my homework for the show today, so thank you for putting that together.
I appreciate it.
Good work. We also have Greg with us from On Our Own. Greg?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. A little homework about yourself.
I came to On Our Own early 2010, and my situation was a little bit different. Prior to that, basically, I had been incarcerated for a pretty substantial amount of time, and when I was granted parole in late 2009, I came here to Charlottesville. I wanted to get a fresh start, not go back home to where I'd come from, and start all over again. The problem was I kind of got out during the midst of one of the worst economic recessions that we'd ever been through. So finding a job was very, very difficult. Getting back into the mainstream of society and doing pretty much what was expected of me, as far as a job, getting a place to stay, et cetera, and so forth, was pretty much a very uphill struggle. I was also coping with a lot of anxieties, a lot of frustrations, a lot of fears and turmoil about trying to readjust to society. I had been incarcerated for about 25 years. So going through this, one of the staff members at On Our Own also worked part-time at the halfway house in which I was released to. He invited me to come to On Our Own, take a look. At about that time, a position at On Our Own for the overnight manager was opening up. And what this position entails is basically if you come to On Our Own, become a member, become a mentor, and apply for this position and get it, you're allowed to stay there for 6 months to keep the place up, make any repairs, keep it clean, et cetera, and so forth.
You say stay there. You can sleep. They have rooms.
There is one room for one person. And what this is, it's basically a place where a person who is homeless can use this as a transition to getting back up on their feet. When I heard about this, you know, all of my reasons to come to On Our Own was to get this position, get off the streets, and stay there for 6 months. I had some pretty self-centered reasons as to why I wanted to come here. But once I got involved and I started getting into the mentor program and realizing what a job of service this was, what an opportunity it was to give out and give back, I realized it was a whole lot more to this. So instead of continuing to keep beating the bricks, putting in an application, knocking on doors, trying to find that job, I decided to put my very best effort in being the best overnight manager there On Our Own that I could be, and also to become the very best mentor I could be while there. So
I want to get into the talk about the mentor in just a minute. Mm-hmm. Again, we are talking with the folks from On Our Own about mental health support and how On Our Own provides that support in a somewhat different fashion than a lot of the more government groups that I think people have expectations of. Rose Farber's here. She's the executive director of On Our Own in Charlottesville. We have Garrett, Greg, and Wren with us today, folks who are
members.
Members and what
mentors.
Was the other word? Peers.
Peers and members. That's right.
Peers and members for being with us. 11:12 on the Wake Up Call. Let me thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for supporting us today. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, where you are encouraged to be kind, have fun, and do the right thing. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports can be found at Barracks Road in Charlottesville, and they have 3 Richmond locations. For more information online, it's brms.com. All right, back with our guests today as we talk about mental health and mental health support. Rose, I don't know if you are the person with the numbers. Ren or Greg or Garrett may have these numbers as well. But for a lot of people, what are the percentage of individuals in the general public that have a mental health disorder? And then how does it expand to the person, the average person on the street who knows a family member or a friend with a mental health disorder of some sort? Do you know that? Anybody know that?
Well, today's statistics are showing that would be 1 in every 3 people that you meet are actually suffering from some type of diagnosable mental illness or
one
mental
in three?
One in three, that's right.
Wow.
And actually, when you include substance abuse, which is now listed as a mental disorder, you'll find out that that's more like half of the people you meet are suffering from some type of diagnosable mental disorder or disease.
Rose?
I think what's a little different about us than most of the population is we have chosen to be in a situation where we own up to our mental health struggles and we're not afraid to talk about them or to say to folks there is help. And it's not a sense of shame that goes along with it. It's a sense of pride. People do recover from mental illness. We do learn how to live productive lives. And I think one of the things that came up a little earlier that's important to mention, unfortunately, right now, our jails and our prisons are the number one housing system for the mental ill in our society. That's due to limited bed space in psychiatric hospitals. It's due to money cutbacks. And we'll see behavior out in the community that's really a mental health issue, but someone will get arrested for that mental health issue and spend time in jail. Not everyone that comes to us, it's actually a very small percentage of our members are actually coming to us from jails, but I believe that number is going to increase, and there's a lot of people in our Charlottesville community trying to work on a reentry program so that people get on their feet faster and recognize the mental health component
a reentry
to our
program.
Prison system.
Explain that to to me a little bit, a reentry program.
There are groups working with judges and the OAR staff and the jail staff to try to work with prisoners that are on their way out so they get some support. Someone shared not too long ago when he went into prison, he had a pair of shorts and a T-shirt on. And when he got out in the middle of December, he had a pair of shorts and a T-shirt on, and it was snowing, and he was let out by whoever was transporting him by Zion's Crossroads. No clothing, no money, no place to go.
So what do you do? I mean, you either trespass or you break and enter, or, I mean, is that unfair for me to say that, or is that reality?
I think that's a reality, and the reality now is, I mean, we're all aware of it. There was just a huge summit. A reentry summit where it's also psychiatric hospitals, it's also wellness centers, it's, you know, also just general people that are involved with Region 10. But the idea is there needs to be some kind of system of support that lets people know there's something out there that can help. Now, we are a program of service, not entitlement. So On Our Own is specifically for people who want recovery. If you come to On Our Own, you need to want to set a goal and you need to want to go somewhere, and we'll stick with you till you get there. If there were people that needed recovery and we were open to them, we'd have to be located at the John Paul Jones Arena because there's a lot of people in the community that need recovery, and we're looking for just those that want it.
Let me talk for a minute again. 11:17 on the wake-up call. We're talking about mental health and mental health support, a different way that the Charlottesville group On Our Own provides support from sort of the expectation or the way that many other groups do. Let's go through our other three guests, Greg and Garrett and Wren, about reality versus the stigma and the stereotype of having the mental health disorder that each of you deal with, and then the support, the expectation, I think, because the reality of how you accept the problems that you've had to deal with, and I guess still deal with, is there ever a way where you're cured?
And then, cured.
Yes, did I hear that?
Say cured.
Cured. Yes.
Well,
because I think for a lot of people, and I think more is known about, say, visiting Alcoholics Anonymous, and you go through the 12-step program, and even though you may stop drinking, the word is that you're never cured. Correct. You always have to battle the addiction.
Well, the reality is that you always have that propensity to go back. Yeah, you know what I mean, there's always that possibility that all it would take is one bad day at the job or a breakup in your family or something like that. And next thing you know, here you are again, bending your elbow, laid out in the street someplace, drunk or whatever. That's kind of the model that they have in NA and AA. But what we try to do On Our Own is have a sustained type of recovery situation where that, yes, you're always in the process of recovery. That means if something's going bad in your life, like you've got some place to go where you can get some support for that, and that's your option other than doing what you do as your option. And for many times people who suffer from mental illness are also battling dual addiction. I mean, dual diagnosis. They're not only battling their mental illness, but they've been self-medicating by using, per se, marijuana, cocaine, or whatever, or alcohol. All right? Because many times they can't get their medication or what it is because of financial situations or living situations. So it's a way of self-medicating. So then at that point, you have to deal with a dual diagnosis.
11:19 here on the wake-up call. Let me give you the markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Partly sunny today, highs 90 to 95, upper 80s over in the valley, mid-90s in Lynchburg and Richmond. Chance of showers, 20% here in Charlottesville, 40 in the valley, 30 in Lynchburg and Richmond. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers once again, 70 to 75, chillier in the valley. and mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s. Right now, it's a nice sunny day out there, 82 in the Valley, 86 in Lynchburg, 87 in Richmond, 89 in Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And let me take a moment and thank The Backyard for their support, UVA Corner's Culinary Secret at the end of Elliewood Avenue. The Backyard has a seasonal menu, daily specials, and a rotating list of beers on tap. The Backyard now open on Sundays, serving brunch, and then a pub food menu till close. For more info, call them 434-202-8215, thebackyarduva.com, and they can be found on Facebook. And Dixon Disposal. Dixon reminds you that you can reduce household garbage by purchasing products with reuse and recycling in mind. Small changes in your lifestyle can keep the planet green for years to come, and when Dixons pick up your trash, they sort and separate it for recycling. You can help the planet stay green with curbside service from Dixon Disposal at your home or business. Once again, the number, 434-978-2111, DixonDisposal.com. Phone lines will be open now if you have a question or a comment on mental health support and the group from On Our Own here in Charlottesville, 979-0919. Dial us up. Rose?
Yeah, that question, what is the reality of living with a mental illness? I'd like to share a couple of things. Before I do that, all our services that are on our own are 100% free. So money is never a barrier to anyone getting service there. But I want to talk a little bit. Those of us challenged with mental illness often battle a frightening stigma, sometimes daily. So the types of comments we're going to hear are things like, that person's too short. Two sandwiches short of a picnic, you know what I mean? Or, man, what a psycho. Or, look at that nutcase, definitely off his or her rocker. Not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Fruitcake, what a whack job. Oh, look at the poor retard. Lunatic loose. And those are stigmas in the way some people stereotype what a person with a mental illness is. But we're really different. We are people, and we want to help our community help us avoid labels and stigma. Understanding, healing, and support of mentally ill come when we understand. Please try to understand who we are and what we see. We are people. We sometimes see things that are not there. We sometimes hear things that are not there. We sometimes live in fear. We sometimes are very, very sad. Sometimes we are unable to work. Sometimes we cannot control our anger. Sometimes we're cold and hungry. Sometimes we are challenged daily with addictions. We are people.
I'm a person. I've been hospitalized 16 times on a psychiatric ward. The last time was 12 years ago. And I am a person. I cannot stop crying. I am a person. People seem to want to laugh at me and bully me. I am a person. Sometimes I cannot tell what is real and what is not. I am a person. Sometimes I cannot count him over and over and over again. I am a person. I am an addict. I am a person that no one understands me. I am a person. I spend money that I need for my family on gambling.
I am a person. I just got out of jail. I have only the clothes on my back. I have no money for my medication. I am hearing voices. I am seeing things that they tell me are not there. There are people on the rooftops with guns. They are trying to hurt me. I am a person. I drink too much, too often. I am a person. I live with daily visions of past trauma and horrifying abuse. When I was a child, my mother pulled all my hair out.
I am a person. I cannot stop washing my hands. I'm a person. I have an eating disorder. I am a person. I'm able to work, but no one will hire me. I'm a person. I'm afraid of everything. As a child, I remember spending lots of time locked in a small closet.
When we understand a different type of thing about people with mental illness, we can help them find restoration, peace, and recovery. Because although we just listed things that happen that are very scary, there's a whole other side to who we are. I, as a person with a mental illness, work a steady job. I support myself and my family. I take care of my bedridden mom and my aging father. I'm a certified peer support specialist. I drive an ambulance for a local rescue squad.
I attend 12-step meetings and maintain my sobriety. I'm an executive director of a nonprofit service agency. I sponsor others in addiction recovery.
I'm an artist. I have a graduate degree in counseling. I dream big dreams. I have healthy relationships. I serve on a board of directors in our community. I work with mentally ill patients at Western State Hospital. I graduated from St. Anne's Belfield. I'm a talented musician.
A lot of what we're talking about, let's take a break from that. That is sort of a play or some sort of public performance that has been done based on true conversation.
Right. Yes. We have a little understanding and awareness skit that we do. And those are some of the statements that come out. We try to identify the stigma that happens, turn that stigma into the behaviors that go on, like I'm a person that is afraid sometimes, and then turning that into, you know, we're just people doing positive things in the world.
But that's not fiction.
No, these are real people.
Real people.
Real situations.
Putting things together. Again, we are talking about mental health support with the On Our Own group. Rose Farber, executive director of the On Our Own organization here in Charlottesville. We also have Ren and Garrett and Greg with us as we talk about. You're welcome to call up if you have a question or a comment, 979-0919. The toll-free number today, 877-WNRN-ROCKS. You can also send us the instant message if you'd like, WNRN Studio at the AOL site. I want to talk about sort of the way that On Our Own is different from, I don't know, it's easy to pick Region 10 because that's the one that I know, or any sort of government or other private group. But what I want to know is, because On Our Own is peer support, which isn't always true in other organizations. Ren, you had your hand raised.
I just wanted to speak a little bit to the difference between, I guess you would call them, places where professionals offer help as opposed to On Our Own. As Rose mentioned earlier, we're not professionals, but we are those that have real different experiences with mental health issues. And sometimes I think individuals with mental health issues find it very difficult to go to professionals because they feel maybe categorized, or they feel that those that are professionals haven't been through the experiences that they have been through.
What's categorized? You say they feel that they might have been categorized by a professional rather than a peer. Okay.
Labeled.
So when I go in to visit my doctor, what's the proper term from Region 10?
Therapist, social worker
from Region 10. They're a professional who's gone to social work, gotten their social work degree, or gone to a doctorate, received a doctorate from somewhere, and they haven't actually had the situation. They've never had some sort of mental health issue.
Well, that's the perception of the client.
Okay.
I don't think that's necessarily true. I actually have a degree in clinical psych myself, so. But they're often intimidated by that, and the job of the therapist or the doctor is to sort of get a handle on what specifically the individual suffers from. And in order to do that, there's a diagnosis that has to be assessed and that sort of thing. And I think that's often intimidating to individuals. Also, I think as far as On Our Own goes, it's a peer support run organization, so we all are open to discussing our issues. It's
regardless of what that issue might be, because whether or not it's affected you I always have vision of someone at Region 10, and again, I don't want to make fun or be light about Region 10. It's just the only name that I know, and I should probably have a better term for it, professional therapist or whatever I should use instead, is the images of someone sitting on the other side of me taking notes rather than being in the group with peer support, which I assume, and I need to find this out, but it, with a peer support group where someone sort of leaning forward and you know, and wagging their hand at me in a yeah, go get a manner, or leaning back, shaking their head because they understand what's happened. Greg, you had something here?
Well, I think what Ren is basically trying to say is that what we offered on our own is peer support. So the members, the staff, we're all in recovery from our own issues. So when people come and they talk to us, they're talking to people who's been there and done that. They're talking to people who can relate to what it is they're talking to, as opposed to somebody who's never been there. They've simply been to college. They've got degrees. They know what they're talking about. Thing is, they just, and when you're sitting down there and you're talking about somebody across the table from you who's been there and done that, it's just easier to relate. It's easier to open up.
As someone who likes their food, I always say, you can't really tell me what it tastes like if you haven't tasted it before.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Ren?
And I'd just like to put it out there. It's not to say that those professionals that work for institutions or organizations like Region 10 don't have their own personal issues. But as a professional, we're trained, as I've worked in this professional capacity, not to bring in our own personal experiences. It's kind of a delineation between one's personal life and one's professional life. So
11:32 here in the wake-up call as we talk about mental health support with the folks from On Our Own, Rose, Ren, Greg, and Garrett. Let me take a moment and thank Vehicles for Charity for allowing us to be here today. If you want to get rid of an old vehicle but don't want to deal with selling it or fixing it or junking it, you can consider donating it to WNRN. Donation process is simple. You get rid of your unwanted vehicle, you qualify for a tax deduction, and you support the programming that you rely on. You can find out more about donating your car, motorcycle, or RV, whether it runs or not, at wnrn.org/donateyourcar. Rose?
I just want to comment about Region 10. You know, they are our biggest mental health provider in our state, probably in our country, you know, the different community service boards. Robert Johnson is an incredible leader of Region 10, and there's kind of two streams of help with these mental health issues. One is very traditional, like Region 10 provides, with the therapist and the professionals, and the other is this non-traditional, which On Our Own provides. We are part of a consumer movement, and it's not that one is better or worse than the other. It's that one may be better or more helpful for a certain person. Now, we have two partnerships with Region 10. We work very closely with them, and they are right there to help us with any emergencies we have that are beyond the scope of our non-professional interactions. And when Region 10 has folks that they believe can benefit from a less structured, more informal setting, they send those people to us. So between the two of us, it's the partnership and the merging of finding out what works best for each person that aids everyone's recovery the most.
There's an instant message here from Charity Pie, I think is what I read, and it says, I went to the website. Please talk about the consumer movement. Who wants to jump in on that a little bit? We are talking with the folks from On Our Own about mental health support. You can find On Our Own on 4th Street, 4th and West Main, near the bus station and the Lewis and Clark statue. You know, I lived in a building there that while I was living there, the On Our Own organization moved in, and my door wasn't 6 feet from the back porch of the On Our Own folks, and I had no problem. People always say, oh my gosh, I don't want to live there. It was cool. The On Our Own folks who were taking advantage of the organization were quiet and friendly, and I never had any problem with noise at night or problems with my car. You know, all the questions that you get about how can you live there. It was super. And people were always there to watch the place when I wasn't. All right, so back to Charity Pie's question about the consumer movement. Rose?
The history of this consumer movement has taken our society from a time of ignorance about mental health struggles to increasing enlightenment about what people need to be emotionally and mentally stable. In 1868, long time ago, mental illness was believed to be the result of possessions by demons. Treatment was ignored. People were warehoused. 100 years ago, people were locked in mental institutions, given lobotomies. And about 1908, an organization was founded. It was a group of former psychiatric patients that said, wait a minute, we can recover. We can do this on our own. We are consumers and we can impact this system. The consumer movement went hand in hand with the civil rights movement, where there was in our society for women, for races, for whatever, there was a lot of I have rights. I have the right to make my own decisions. I have the right to control my own life. I have the right to be equal to everybody else. And this is an advocacy that started probably about in the 40s and continues to grow. And the consumer movement has actually become what we've talked about, the non-traditional approach to mental health recovery. It's like Greg said, people who've been there and done that, reaching out to help other people, been there and done that, and to change the system.
Greg, when we talk about the consumer movement, the image that I get in my head is of the person wanting to purchase the product, or in this case, the person who needs what on our own is offering, or what's coming from, again, Region 10, but wants it in a slightly different way than Region 10 is offering it, and needs to find something else. Is that how On Our Own was formed, or who should I be asking about how On Our Own came about?
Wow, that's a tough one.
All right, Garrett,
I know a general history because I was there kind of during the formative time of On Our Own. Rose, who was it that was that started On Our Own?
Paul Patrick.
It was Paul Patrick.
That's Sheila Silverman.
Silverman.
Group of consumers. Now, this is our 21st year in operation. We have changed a bit, but in the beginning, it was just a place that people with psychiatric illnesses could gather. It was a drop-in center is what it was called for years.
Well, there were a lot of coffees because when I moved from that spot, I had all these boxes of dishes that I didn't need, and Ms. Silverman, who I had seen on the sidewalk many times, said, oh, bring those stuff over here. Mm-hmm. We can use all the coffee cups you have.
Mm-hmm. We live off of donations often.
And we're still serving coffee.
We're still serving coffee.
So, Garrett, you were talking about, a little bit about the formative times.
Well, that was the time when it was the drop-in center, and at that time it was the basic thing was to meet the need of homeless people, not only homeless people but those who also were suffering from mental health issues and such. So because what was happening then and what's happening now is that you have a situation where many people who are suffering from mental illnesses are also homeless at the same time. The two for some reasons can seem to go hand in hand, and exactly why that is I still haven't quite gotten it together, but that seems to be the case, and this was the start of the drop-in center. And from there, through Will came on, and he kind of raised the bar a little bit. And what he did was started focusing on more on the mental health aspect, because if we can work on that and get that kind of stabilized and everything, we can then move further to help with the homeless situation. Rose?
We're talking a lot about, you know, mental health with homelessness, or mental health with psychiatric hospitalizations, or mental health with jails connection. And I just want to remind everybody that there's a whole group out there of, you know, upper class, middle class, you know, all kinds of people, even lower class families that are not homeless, that are not in jail, that are not in a psychiatric institution, but still are challenged every day by mental health struggles. And part of what On Our Own does, we have a peer university that we are developing, where we offer nonstop classes on anger management and wellness recovery plans and self-confidence building and understanding what bipolar is. And we are, you know, we do peer support meetings every day. We do goal setting meetings. We have topic discussions. We go out in the community and do volunteer work. We have social activities. And the idea is we're there for everybody, and those that are in a little better place, you know, help those that are in a little worse place move forward. But we are really there for everyone.
All right, 11:41 here in the Wake Up Call, as we talk about mental health support with Garrett and Wren and Greg and Rose.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, this week it's the annual manual. The Hook provides its yearly gathering of information, key facts about our town, important knowledge on the local governments, and overall economy. Plus, really important stuff like food and culture and how to get involved. So whether you're new to town, checking out the schools and real estate, or old timers just wanting the latest restaurant listings, pick up this week's Hook. The Hook, this copy you'll want to keep for a full year. And support also coming from L. Oppelman's Central Virginia's Complete Music Headquarters. They've been continuously operated since 1890 at 909 Main Street in downtown Lynchburg. L. Oppelman's music department now features acoustic guitars and banjos, violins, mandolins, as well as electric guitar packages. Also available, drum sets. L. Oppelman's, 909 Main Street in Lynchburg. Online, it's loppelman.com. And not that you would, but don't go anywhere, because at noon, it's Les Temps Perdue, best of 80s and 90s alternative, bands like The Vapors, Kate Bush, and Daisy Chainsaw, brought to you in part by Caliente. Les Temps Perdue at noon. All right, back with our guests. Let me see, I got to read this as we go along. We had a call from Sharon in Charlottesville, opportunities for volunteers or youth who want to assist. I'll take the executive director on that one. Rose?
Our program is primarily designated for 18 and older. But if there are any youth, and we always work with volunteers, and we love our volunteers, as well as we as members of our community like to volunteer out and about. If there's anyone under 18 that wants to come help us, just give me a call. We're 979-2440, and I'd love to talk to you about what you like to do, what you want to do, what your passion is, and how you might be able to help us, as well as how we might be able to help you.
And it's also, don't forget, it's onourownseville.org for a lot more information. I believe Garrett put together this website. Congratulations once again. Nicely done. I had no problem finding my way around for my homework for today's show. I like this phrase that I think I found on the website, which is services requested versus imposed. Who wants to talk about that? Because I find that it sort of fits into what we were talking about in the consumer movement. But I like that phrasing, services requested versus imposed. Because the phrase imposed sounds like something that may or may not be helpful, but services requested. Rand, you raised your hand.
One of the phrases that's also in the member handbook is that we are a place of no coercion, which means you, an individual or a member has to want services. If there's a not imposed, I think imposed implies maybe that you're in a program, that you've done something in the community.
It implies that the court has required you to do it.
Well, yeah. Exactly. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. And that you have to do this, and you have to go to anger management this many this many times, and then you have to follow through with psychiatric appointments this many times and that sort of thing. To me, that's imposed, and that's the beautiful thing about On Our Own. Different individuals have different needs, and I believe that people change when they want to change, not when someone else, legal system or what have you, says you have to change. And so...
But, Greg, you change when you want to change.
Yeah, exactly.
But shouldn't some folks... I mean, it's like parenting. Your parents always say, look, you may not realize the happiness you'll find after you do it, or... You know, I hope my girlfriend is not listening, but it's always like, just go. You'll enjoy it. I'm mm-hmm. the sort of person who says, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to like that. Let's not change the routine. And then 2 weeks later, it's like, oh, why didn't we do that earlier? Isn't that part of sometimes needing to have things imposed on you?
There are some times when... we will talk to someone and, you know, say, you know, how are you doing in your recovery? How are you doing on your goals? How are you doing, you know, in getting from A to B, you know, and what is it that we can do to help you get there? But the most important part of what it is that we do is we don't try to tell other people what it is they need to do. We ask them what it is that they want done. And then we say, okay, how is it that we can help you get to where it is that you want to do? We empower people by letting them take control of their own lives and assisting them the best that we can.
But sometimes don't you need to lead them to some place that they may not want to go?
You lead from behind.
Yeah, we lead by following people. And when you walk in our doors, it's filled with love, comfort, warmth, security. We are a family, and we are a family of hope. So you, when you walk in, you kind of learn, if you want that, you see other people getting it. And so you learn by example, or you learn if you don't want it yet, On Our Own's not the place to be.
Ren, I got you fired up on this topic.
Well, I think Rose was speaking to this. I mean, the beauty about On Our Own is that we take people wherever they are, and some people may, quote-unquote, need some sort of intervention or program, but if they're not willing to accept it at the time, it's probably in the long run not going to help them. I mean, they may walk the walk and talk the talk while they're in the program, but when it's no longer being imposed, that doesn't necessarily mean that they'll still walk the walk and talk the talk. And when you come into On Our Own, it's because you want to, not because somebody's telling you you have to. And we are a very welcoming and open environment. We value confidentiality to the utmost. And hopefully when people come in there, they feel safe enough to begin exploring what it is that is going wrong for them in their lives, and then they can choose what kind of help they might need. And if it's, you know, just talking to somebody like me and getting an idea of what other kind of resources there might be in the community, you know, maybe these people would really benefit from going to Region 10 and you know, trying some medication, and I get to share with them my experience around all of that. You know, and so we offer a variety. I mean, you know, there's education available there. There's, as Rose was speaking, there's the university, the peer university, where there are programs that people can, if they want to, work on their different issues. And, you know, we welcome them into an environment where there are opportunities.
Well, I just wanted to say that we say that we don't coerce people or there is, you know, I got to say this.
a little honesty
here, okay? Yes, we do try to push you into the direction, but we do it with love. We do it with caring, and we do it with the utmost concern and care. But we do try to help people go where they need to go. Because most time people are really, most of the time people have already stated that where they want to go and where they need to go and where they should be. But there's always that little something helping them to do it, and a lot help them not to do it. And that thing is usually fear. So we try to help people push past the fear.
All right, 11:50 on the wake-up call. Rose Farber's here. She's the executive director from On Our Own. We have Ren and Greg and Garrett as we're talking about mental health and mental health support, which On Our Own provides in a more distinct fashion. Rose?
Just one of the guidelines for us, you know, you are welcome to come. There's a big sign on our door that says be nice or leave. So the only guideline that we have, you know, everyone must feel safe in that environment, and you will be coerced if you're doing something that hurts other people's sense of safety. And what you'll be coerced to do is to leave. And I just...
That sounds like pushing from behind.
I can't stress that more. The other thing that happens is our community is developed and run by our members. So we have rules, but they're rules that the community came up with. So our members have a lot of control over what happens there, and we have a culture of responsible members right now that handle that very well. And believe me, there is an expectation there that you're there to work on yourself.
Let me thank Blue Ridge Graphics for allowing us to be on air today. Blue Ridge Graphics is at Meade Avenue and East High Street here in Charlottesville, providing custom t-shirts and sportswear, plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. Blue Ridge Graphics, 434-296-9746. That's 296-9746. Online, brgtshirts.com. We're talking about, Rose mentioned how the members make the rules. Is there anything that as an organization On Our Own wants to change, wishes that you did now but haven't gotten to do or can't do yet?
We have our wonderful board of directors, as well as our staff and our members, have come up with a four-track system. One is job support, one is housing support, one is social, emotional, and mental well-being, and then the other is a leadership track. And we are working hard towards finding some funding for expansion, especially in job training programs and scholarships or support that would help us pay for people in housing. Again, that's something that they've earned. It's not an entitlement. But if you go through our leadership mentor program and you show yourself to be at a responsible, ready point, what we would like to do is sponsor you in job training, working with a business out in the community or working with landlords out in the community to have you placed in housing and help you with that money. You would be required to work, but it's okay even if that's volunteer work at a tough economic time. So for us, we have awesome things going on in terms of wanting to expand. We need some money and some community support in terms of being able to do that. The little bit we've been able to do so far, our members have earned some money that have helped us do that, and it's been incredibly successful getting people on their feet.
You talked a few minutes ago about I was talking about coffee, etc., and you'd mentioned needing folks to donate to the pantry. Let's toss that out there.
We can only make one pot of coffee a day now, 40 cups of coffee. We have probably 15,000 visits a year, maybe 600 different people coming back. So that's a lot of coffee out there. And we have to limit it because, you know, everyone's cutting back on their budget. So we always look for donations, especially hygiene items, shampoo, soap, razors, feminine hygiene products, so on and so on, things for our pantry, sugar, coffee. We are actually hoping to find people, whether it's a church group or a civic group, that would actually stock our pantry for 2 weeks every year so that we can actually have more meals for people. It's such a warm family thing. We can teach people to cook. It's a way, you know, people are at a good point in their recovery when they are reaching out and helping others. And if we just had milk and eggs and cheese, and you know, we get a lot of canned goods.
Don't forget the coffee. Don't forget the coffee.
Coffee, and okay. Yeah, we get a lot of applesauce, and we get a lot of peanut butter.
Vegetables.
But we just want to be just a normal house where people, you know, people with mental health challenges feel supported, and they have a family of people that love them and can do normal things. And yeah, we love our community. We do. We go to the SPCA once a month and walk the dogs.
There's one more thing, Rose. We need a vehicle.
That is true.
I mean, we really need a vehicle. I mean,
what do you need a vehicle for? I mean, not to make light of the situation, and I don't mean to say that with a depraved tone, but why do you need a vehicle? You're already downtown. You know, people can walk the bus station, et cetera. Why do you need a vehicle?
We have a huge van. It's almost at the point where it will cost more to repair it right now than it's worth. We have two programs where we go out in the community. These are our partnerships with Region 10. One is an outreach program. It's people that live at home, but they need help shopping, or they need transportation to doctor's appointments, or to Region 10, or to court, or to UVA Hospital, or to a job interview. Sometimes, you know, we've taken a woman to Louisa to visit her mother's grave. I mean, just whatever that might be. And one of the things I've been trying to get us is a small, more economic vehicle, so we can be a little more cost efficient as we're doing our short-term trips. We also take five or six people every week we go out and volunteer. You know, we go to the nursing homes, we go to the SPCA, we go to the food bank, we wash the downtown Freedom Wall. Of course, that one we walk to. But the vehicles, you know, come in handy. We go to Chris Green Lake. We try to do as much, and we can't take any more than five people because that's all the room we have. So it would add to our enhancement ability of our program.
So you can reach on our own by email through the website that Garrett put up, on our own Seville.org. Call in an email.
979-2440, and we are the yellow building with the blue sign that is on the same street where the McDonald's and the Wendy's are, opposite end of the street.
There's one thing I'd like to say, and I my conscience just won't let this be. Yes, I set up the website. Yes, I've worked on the website, but I must give kudos, a great hand of applause, all of these great things to Chrissy. What's Christy Lesson?
Christy Bodie is Christy the one Bodie. That currently did our website.
Yes,
Garrett helps us maintain it.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, she's the webmaster. I just can't. I couldn't let that go.
And
without
she's
that.
Not
but
here
you did
for
make
me
us a website.
Yeah, yes,
we've built upon it.
Yeah.
All right. This is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. Our last few minutes with our guests today, Rose, Wren, Greg, and Garrett from On Our Own here in Charlottesville. One of the things that I find most engaging about the conversation today is how the group helps other members. How has the group expanded through that? I mean, I have this vision of sort of the pyramid, the reverse pyramid, where On Our Own started with five people, and because those five people help five people, it becomes 10, and those 10 each help somebody and goes that way. Can you tell me what sort of numbers you have now, whether they're just Charlottesville? Rose, you talked about someone driving to Louisa to visit the grave. I don't know if you're the number of folks that you're helping to support goes beyond Charlottesville and Albemarle, but give me a little bit of information about that now.
It's our local catchment area, Charlottesville and surrounding counties. We try to work within a 15-mile radius of Charlottesville. And as I said earlier, last year we had over 15,000 visits to our center. We get 50 to 60 people a day, and out of those 15,000, there were maybe 600 people that repeated. It's not 15,000 separate people, but that's a lot of reaching out 15,000 times. And we consider with our numbers, one of the things I like to say is, as we counted them last year, we had 63 miracles.
And a miracle qualifies as?
It could be someone getting a job, someone getting an apartment. It could be someone that never talked, speaking up in a peer support meeting. It could be someone gaining 10 pounds because they were undernourished. It could be someone getting the medication they need.
Those do sound miraculous.
Yes.
Thanks so much to our guests today, Rose and Wren and Garrett and Greg from On Our Own. Go to the website, send them an email, call them up. If, as Garrett said earlier, everybody walking down the street runs into someone who has a mental health issue and could use the support from On Our Own, please take advantage of that.
Thanks for having me.
I don't know if we said this, but we're open every day to anybody who would like to stop by and check us out from 12 noon until 7.
All right.
And we have peer support every day from 3:30 to 4:30.
Thanks to all of you. Next week, again, we will have Rosa Atkins and Pam Moran on, the two area superintendents for our program. And let me one last shout out here. Sean McCord can be seen at the current Live Arts Shorts Festival August 11th through 14th. Is that correct, Sean?
That's correct. It's a showcase of local writers. I have a piece in there that I wrote that's going to be in the show and a piece that I'm directing. So coming out to Live Arts Thursday through Sunday.
All right, last shot. I got to get it to Les Thames-Perdue. Rose?
Just one final. We just want to thank our Charlottesville community for all of the support that you have given us. We could not do what we do without you, and we're very grateful.
All right, next up, Les Thames-Perdue. Thank you.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The wake-up call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.